This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Sorry to go all William Shatner on you, but I started off kind of Asian. 844-551-8255. I'm so glad you guys are with me. You know what? The crazy world that we live in. Crazy. I'm talking cray-cray. Yeah, we have talked about a lot of stuff. Growing up, the theme here was growing up. You know, what's changed? What changed? Are you noticing differences between the way you grew up, where things are now? Like the education system. Is it different? It's different to me. The way we think about one another, different to me. The way we look at sports figures, different to me. The way we look at comedy, different now. And I could go on. There's hardly any. And don't misunderstand me. I understand things have to move forward and, you know, progress in so many ways. I'm not talking about progress in that progressive kind of way. I'm just saying we move forward. TV is no longer get up and change the channel. We push a button now. You know, click, click, click. It's multiple. It's multiple channels. And, you know, you're sitting there going, what do I watch? What do I watch? Half of it, you don't even care. So the way we get the news delivered to us, the way we engage with one another, with, you know, Facebook and Twitter and TeaPartyCommunity.org, by the way, go to TeaPartyCommunity.org if you want to interface with me or be a part of something big. But Snapchat, Instagram, all these different things, these ways, text and, you know, phone text, you can call. Now, I don't have to have your phone number. If you are registered with Facebook, I can call you through Facebook Messenger. You'll soon be able to do that with Tea Party Community as well, .org, teapartycommunity.org. But, you know, everything's different. And so what happened? Some of it you may like, but a lot of it you don't. What are the subtle changes in the last 10 years? In the last 10 years, where do you see things? I see things much more left-leaning. Corporations are left-leaning. Look at the NFL, allowing people that work for them, employees, to be completely disruptive and doing nothing. Roger Goodell gets his contract renewed for $200 million. You think this dude's an athlete. You would think the NFL is actually doing a good job. I hope they put a clause in there that says if you can't get these numbers up, we get our money back and some of that other money we gave you. It's crazy out there. We can't convict an illegal who shot and killed a woman. For whatever reason, we can't even convict him for manslaughter. Not in the state of California, Kate. They don't want to do it. Why? Because the narrative is he's a good guy. Kate Steinle, well, she's just a tax-paying citizen out walking with her dad. She was experiencing white privilege. He, on the other hand, was an oppressed bean picker from Mexico who found a gun and decided to, quote, shoot at a seal. The trained seals. Who was he shooting at? California citizens? Oh, besides Kate Steinle. Now get this. You want some justice? A Florida man got 15 years in prison for smashing out a window at a mosque or a door or whatever, and he left bacon behind the scenes. You know, I should say at the scene. Left bacon behind as an evidence. Not bacon behind like pork butt. He left bacon over there. Look at me like, I know there was a joke in there, but I wasn't looking for one. 15 years for bacon vandalism, but 0 years for killing a woman. I get it. Yeah, if you're illegal and you kill Kate Steinle, you go free. But if you're legal, a citizen, and you smash a window at a mosque, you get 15 years, probably serving with the Muslim Brotherhood somewhere. That's how crazy it's gotten in the world. Obama says he is the reason for this economy. He says, the very same guy that said Trump needed a magic wand to save Carrier, and then he asked him how he's going to do it, and then Trump gives him the answer. Well, I'm going to reduce taxes on corporations. I'm going to reduce the onerous legislation that's, you know, impacted or impeded businesses doing their own thing. And he went on to say, look, I know businesses need to follow rules, environmental rules and safety rules. But a lot of the other rules that you put in place are completely counter to business. And if we get rid of those, what can we do? We can bring jobs back. Then what does Donald Trump do? He brings jobs back. And in bringing jobs back, Barack Obama's like, what's he going to do? Use a magic wand? Yeah, that's what he's going to do. He's going to use a magic wand by reducing taxes. We're getting rid of crazy legislation that you've put into place that's killing them, like Obamacare and some of these other things that are going on, climate change nonsense. So what happens? Businesses can come back because they're able to make more money. They don't have those legislations, you know, those legal barriers that get in their way, so they can focus on their business. And also, Donald Trump is saying very, very succinctly, I don't care about your political correctness. America's about America. If that means keeping terrorists out, let's do it. And there are people that want to impeach this man. Yeah, lots of people out there, and they've grown up in an America, these leftists have, that has given them everything. They've watched America give black people everything, Latinos everything, women everything, even Muslims everything, and they do nothing but complain. They don't see the craziness, and don't misunderstand me. I'm not defending this guy for attacking a mosque. I'm not. I don't like mosque. I don't like the idea. I don't care about mosque in the sense of if Muslims were like the Amish and they were moderate people, you know, and minded their own business and weren't trying to kill us. I wouldn't care at all. I don't care about all these other religions that are out there. I've never said, I wish the FBI would raid an Amish compound. Because I don't care what they do. They're not mean people. Muslims are mean people. They just want to get a foothold, and they prove it every single day. Go to any country where these people live in their enclaves, and you have what's called a no-go zone. So I'm just looking at it practically. Somebody has to sound the alarm bell, and my team is it. The Ministry of Kevin Jackson, if you want to call it that, we've signed up to say we're willing to say the ugly truth. We got to watch this stuff. How does a citizen get 15 years for pretty much what I would call frat boy vandalism, and a guy walks free when he's, you know, doing what this guy did, Zarate? Just makes no sense. Lots to talk about, folks, when we get back. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. Keep it up.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
American flag up the flagpole in his front yard. And I instantly felt very weird. It didn't make sense, but I felt this feeling of I felt scared. Yeah, I felt scared.
Welcome back, everybody. That was Sarah Silverman, funny girl on the left, or so they say. And she's talking about this boyfriend she was dating, and she says he was hoisting an American flag, and I was like, he's hoisting an American flag. Oh, my gosh, what happens? Oh, what should I do? Oh, no. And I was thinking, boy, lucky for her, he was not hoisting a Confederate flag. Because, whoa, they would have to check her into the insane asylum. Sarah could not have handled that. I bet she would have reported him. My boyfriend, he's got a Confederate flag. Get here quick, quick. My life is in danger. Yeah, Sarah would have been scared to death. Would have been warning all of her black friends and her Jewish friends. Oh, she's Jewish. She's Jewish. You never know. You never know. What's going to occur with the left? Anyway, lots to talk about. We've talked about a lot. covered a Karma, Lindsey Graham. Ooh, not good there. They say more, for those of you who don't know, Lindsey Vonn, skier, said she didn't like Donald Trump, wasn't going to represent him at the Olympics. Now she's not going because she hurt her back in a ski accident. Karma, karma. Look at all the people that karma is hurting. The Kathy Griffins and George Lopez and people that want to cut Trump's head off, things like that. Almost to a person. Any one of these people that talk smack against Donald Trump, you know, here comes the pale horse. And the man who sat on him was death. Ooh, it's ugly out there for them. Leftists. I say to leftists, you know what? Y'all need to just pray a little bit. Just pray. But we are having a wonderful time, no matter what. So the New York Times says the GOP is rotting. Did you see this story? They say that the GOP is rotting. Perhaps. See, the thing about it is most of the conservatives that I know, we're GOP because it's a party we have to go to. But let me tell you who's not rotting. Let me tell you who's already rotten to its core. These Democrats. Rotten to their evil core. And so you can say, oh, so-and-so, this, that, and the other. We started fixing our problems in 2016. By what? June, July, August of 2016, it was done. The GOP was, as we knew it, was over. There's a new Republican Party being led by a true conservative, somebody you're not going to always agree with. Let's get used to that. But somebody who's exposed every negative thing about this system that we're involved in right now. You know, President Trump's looking into the Pentagon. Trillions of dollars have gone missing in the Pentagon. And he's looking for it. His speech, where he goes, oh my goodness, we got a long way to go, but we started draining the swamp. I love that. His rally that he held in Pensacola, he's like, you know what? This was so much worse than we thought, but you know what? We're fixing it. We're starting to fix it. Everything, even foreign policy. Nikki Haley, what does she say? We have that clip.
United will not be lectured to by countries that lack any credibility when it comes to treating both Israelis and Palestinians fairly.
But the truth of the matter is we won't be lectured to about anything. What are you talking about? There's a reason why this country is looked upon as the best. It isn't because we have newer infrastructure or our cities are prettier than those, you know, the buildings are prettier and bigger than those in Dubai or whatever. It's because of what we stand for. That's the reason. Boy, it's just so much going on. It's the idea that we're rotting. The FBI has been proven to be a shill of the Democrat Party. Obama fixed elections. You want to talk about manipulated elections. Obama, OFA, the DNC, all of them did. Brought in the NSA and the FBI, etc. He should be in prison. And yet he runs around the world taking credit for Trump's moves. We come up a little later in the broadcast. I don't think we have time right now, but there's a talk of the rigged system, and Donald Trump talked about the system being rigged when he was in Pensacola. And a congressman named David Cicilline says, yeah, Trump's the one that the system's rigged for. I want to get into that. I want to talk about Chris Matthews saying that the Democrats are so pure, it'll make you laugh. The feigned, sympathy and outrage over Franken resigning in the Senate as if he was the, as they call him, the giant of the Senate. That was his book. I called him the giant douche of the Senate. And I could go on. These people are crazy. Representative Terry Sewell, she gets asked a question on Roy Moore, doesn't give an answer. This guy that I mentioned just a second ago, David Cicilline, he doesn't give an answer. He immediately goes into the so-called issues surrounding the Republicans. Subterfuge. These people don't know what to do. But it's good for us. I was thinking about the sexual abuse victims because they still want to trot these out. Who was it just recently said Donald Trump needed to resign? I told you that was going to be their tactic, by the way. I told you they would say, well, we've cleaned our house now. Look at Trump. He's got this. Why hasn't he resigned? And we know the answer. I'm not going to bore you with the details. But here's the thing. If you were to add up all these so-called sexual victims, accusers of Trump and Moore and a handful of others, you could throw in O'Reilly's and Roger Ailes, you would still not make a dent in Bill Clinton's trail of tears and the victims that he's left behind. I contacted Juanita Broderick. She's going to be talking to me here pretty soon. I just told her I wanted to have a relaxed conversation. She's got a new book coming out. I want to talk to her about the book and just this whole thing that she sees. I want to find out more about her. Was she a Democrat in the past and when she had a run-in with Clinton? Did she switch over? What's been her perception since then? How have people treated her? You know, things like that. So she and I are going to get together sometime during the holidays. I don't know when we'll be able to get her on the show, but she said after the 18th, when her book releases and she does some other stuff, we'll talk then. I want to talk to Corey Lewandowski about his book, Let Trump Be Trump. I talked to him early about it before it came out when I was in the green room in New York, but I want to find out what he's about these days. And, you know, just give you guys some inside baseball. I'll be headed to L.A. soon for a couple of reasons. Going in to talk to some friends of mine about movie. We're going to be doing our movie premiere of Bleeding Blue. And you can go check that out at bleedingblue.com and a host of other things. So all that's coming up. But I'm going to be there, and I'm going to talk to some folks that, you know, inside again. I don't want to talk. It's not just about politics. I want to talk about these formative things, what made them think the way they think.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quite an speech from the senator who, up until a couple of weeks ago, believed that he could still keep his job.
Right, and it's a big blow to the Democratic Party writ large. There are a lot of long faces around here today. Al Franken is one of very few Democrats in Congress who can truly claim to have had a nationwide progressive profile. He had a national voice. He was sought after as a campaign surrogate, and he was even viewed as someone who could potentially run for president in 2020. So to have him fall so fast in just a matter of weeks is very disappointing to the entire party.
God, I wish we had some sad music to play in behind that. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. The Democrats, CBS, that was CBS, and they're lamenting the loss of Al Franken. Because I'm good enough, and I'm smart enough, and doggone it. Was it Stuart Smiley, something like that, he used to do on Saturday Night Live? This guy is a buffoon. If the Democrats hung their hopes on Al Franken, they are the party of knuckleheads, which they already are that, so no problem there. A nationwide progressive profile, congratulations. You know what that got Hillary Clinton? A buttocks kicking. Potential presidential candidate? Really? His loss is a disappointment to the party? What kind of planet are these fools on? What the Democrats are doing, they were playing, as I said to you guys, look, no secret here. Let's get rid of Franken. He's a senator. And I thought it was going to be a contested seat. They say, no, he'll win easily. I don't think it's going to be as easy as they say. By the way, before we get more on Franken, they say they're not even going to replace Conyers for a year. That just tells you they've conceded. There's nothing they can do in the House. They're not even going to bother. It's just going to be another stooge, another Congressional Black Caucus new stooge. What they're going to try to figure out is who do we really want? Because Conyers' son, it turns out he's a wife beater and a bunch of other stuff. But really, and a wannabe rapper. And that's who Conyers recommended. I recommend my son that you take a look at him. How about Farrakhan? He's got nothing. Oh, he doesn't live in Michigan, though. He can move there. I'm sure there's a Nation of Islam branch in Michigan. I know there's one in Illinois because I saw a bunch of them when I was at an event. Anyway, yeah, so back to Al Franken. And I know this is old news, but I want to make sure you understand that people are trying to make this as something we should take seriously. The Democrats are fixing themselves. Here's what Trevor Noah had to say about this. The hack comic from South Africa.
We have to give dignity, so please stop tweeting Densha Donald. I beg you, please. Okay, now that we've handled that, let's move on to the big news of the day. Senator Al Franken announced that he will resign after 8 women accused him of sexual misconduct. And he said what many people were thinking.
Today I am announcing that in the coming weeks I will be resigning as a member of the United States Senate. I, of all people, am aware that there is some irony in the fact that I am leaving while a man who has bragged on tape about his history of sexual assault sits in the Oval Office, and a man who has repeatedly preyed on young girls campaigns for the Senate with the full support of his party.
Yeah. Regardless of how you feel about Al Franken, he does have a point. The Democrats are draining their swamp while Republicans are installing a jungle gym in Roy Moore's new office. Because if Al Franken was a Republican, for better or worse, he would still have his job.
Where do you start on this? Here's what I can tell you about Trevor Noah. Not funny. I mean, the way they pick these guys, they pick Trevor Noah because Obama was popular. He's a half black, half white South African who laments his blackness, comes to America and jumps right onto the pity party as he's making millions of dollars. That's how Trevor Noah rolls. That's how he operates. And so what Franken said, it's so many things that you just want to reach out and slap these guys. A president who bragged on tape about his history of sexual assault. He did not do that. Franken knows that. Donald Trump told the absolute truth of what happens when you are a billionaire playboy. Women throw themselves at you. They will let you do anything. And he was talking about leftist women. He's not talking about Melania. He didn't marry a chick like that. But he knows they exist. And he's seen it with his own eyes. And oh, by the way, so is Franken. And so have the women who support Al Franken because, ironically, they're it. They're the ones who, the groupies, they write songs about these girls. So Franken, you know, they all want to act all sanctimonious. The president of the country, he's a wretched lecturer, blah, blah, blah. Let me tell you something. As I've said many times, and I'll say it again, give the majority of the men that I know the kind of money and the upbringing of Trump, and you got drug addicts, you got womanizers, you got a very different picture than this guy. Yeah, he's been married 3 times. Makes no bones about it. Trump's not afraid of dating women and being seen with beautiful women. He's been around them his entire life. There is nothing new under the sun. I can tell you this. Donald Trump sees a beautiful woman and he goes, wow, she's beautiful. And he moves on. Because he's seen that many of them. And I'll tell you something else he's seen that people don't want to talk about. He's seen the very thing that there's been jokes made about this. You get a guy who works his entire, you know, like he's working hard to get some beautiful girl. She's his dream boat, all right? And he finally gets her, you know, sleeps with her or whatever. And within a few months, his buddies say, hey, man, how's it like with your supermodel? And he's like, you know, she's just another nag to me or whatever. That's, you know, one of these misogynist jokes. But it's a funny joke because essentially once he's gotten her, it's like, she's just a beautiful nag. And, you know, moving on, I have a friend, no lie, the true story. I was buying a home years ago. It was my first home. And this girl, her name was Cassandra, very pretty lady. She's showing me homes and finally sells me a home. Well, I took my buddy who was in from Oklahoma. I said, hey, you want to come out with me to go walk the house? And Cassandra's waiting on me, blah, blah, blah. So we go out. And as soon as we go inside the model, there's Cassandra and my friend Caesar, and he is tongue-tied. And this is, he's a good-looking guy, you know, seeing lots of women. He's like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So we leave, and he's like, dude, who is that? And I'm like, that's Cassandra. He's like, oh, man, Kev, you got to, you know, let her know. So I'm running wingman. So I said, yeah, hey, Cassandra. My buddy, he kind of, you know, took a shine to you. You know, would you mind going out? You know, he'd like to ask you out, but he's a little bit, you know, afraid. No, no, she goes, he's a really attractive guy. Sure, I'll go out with him. So they go out a few times. And so he was then coming to town without me knowing. So they start dating, and about a month after they're dating, he's coming into town going, don't let Cassandra know I'm here. I'm like, why? I thought she was Miss Woohoo. I'm all Goo Goo Gaga. Yeah, he's like, oh man, she's like all needy, and then it was over. I'm telling you right now, as God is my witness, I've never seen this dude, this Goo Goo Gaga, over a woman, and rightfully so. She's attractive, making lots of money. You know, Cassandra was the type of, you know, chick you go, hey, that's the one you want to take home to mom. And the minute he's now with her, it's done. And so Donald Trump knows that better than anybody. This dude, growing up with money, and as I said, you know, you can judge on his looks, but he's not a bad looking guy. And let me tell you, money makes you look a lot better. So people know that's Trump. If you want to tell me this guy had to it's insane. Quite honestly, it's insulting that Al Franken would even say something that silly. And then he goes on to Roy Moore. Now, we've already seen that Roy Moore's accuser says, oh, yeah, I did fudge Roy Moore, my yearbook. Now, she's admitted to that. She tried to make his signature look like something different and to make that relationship more than what it was. She's admitted to this. And these leftists, knowing their history, are still trying to say, well, the president is sitting there and then they want to bring in this new senator and I've got to resign. Big crybaby. And then Trevor Noah says, the Democrats are draining their own swamp. No, they're not. The Democrats haven't done anything. They haven't changed. They're fundamentally identically the same as they were from before Al Franken resigned till now. They're the people that created a fake narrative against the candidate that they hope would win so they could continue to do the things that they're doing. You can bet this. If Hillary Clinton had been elected president, we would be hearing about none of this. Franken would be the senator. Nobody would care about this. The Weinstein stuff would go away. All these issues, FBI, we'd never know the level of crookedness that we've been dealing with. But they want to pawn themselves off as they're so good. I'm going to play a Chris Matthews clip when we come back and show you what this knucklehead said. You've probably heard it by now, but it's worth reviewing.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Spear Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at kdarmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Ask you the same question. Do you think the American public see the difference between the two parties, the one publicly and with some pain have expressed a belief in women's rights to not being bothered by men, and that it cost them a senator they respected a lot, who spoke their language a lot, and they're willing to show that they care about this issue enough to sacrifice somebody basically like this that they could have used in further arguments. And the Republican Party, which we just heard from the cynical voices of Newt Gingrich and Laura Ingraham, I mean, these people are quite openly saying they're not going to use that standard. They're not even going to apply the standard. Jason, your thoughts about the possibly positive education that the public are going to... I don't know how you can avoid the education in this. The worst you can say about the Democrats is they're too pure. And that's the stupid thing to say, but that's the worst thing you can say about it. These guys set too high a standard for public office. How's that for an argument? My opponents, the party of my opposition, they set too high a standard. You know, come on. What do you think?
Welcome back, everybody. What do you think? Have the Democrats set too high a standard for office, Bill Clinton? Have the Democrats set too high a standard of office, Hillary Clinton? Have the Democrats set too high a standard of office, Susan Rice? I mean, how many Democrats do you need to go through? Conyers? Franken? A high standard. There's a high bar to get over for you to be a Democrat. Oh, boy. Ooh, you don't want to try to do that. They're just too pure. That's what Chris Matthews. That's what he wants us to believe. The Democrats are too pure. And we wonder why they completely ignore the obvious scandals in Obama's scandal-free administration, right? And what about everything that's been revealed over the past year about these scoundrels? We talked about this, but it's worth repeating. Debbie Wasserman Schultz colluded with the Clinton campaign against other Democrats. I mean, think about that. Other Democrats were her target. Then, as we know, her days are not over in the public eye. Debbie will come back. She's going to face scrutiny about her involvement with the Awan brothers, and you guys heard me. I said I think Debbie was involved in some sort of a sexual tryst with them. They had more dirt than the normal on Debbie. Y'all think I'm playing? Debbie Wasserman Schultz probably has some, sex tapes. I hate to be speculating on things, but you cannot let these people have unfettered access to the data, Democrats' data, fight to not get them fired, fight to get your computers back, threatening to fire Capitol Hill police, and on, getting yourself more and more intertwined in the nonsense, the malfeasance that happened with these people, knowing their background, their ties to the Muslim Brotherhood. Something bigger is going on here. And my suspicion is, little Debbie was like Debbie doing D.C. You know what I'm saying? And then what about Donna Brazile? She takes over the DNC. She comes in at a time where she's like, okay, it's Trump versus Hillary. I got to help Hillary. So she's giving her information on the debates. But then as she digs into what's going on with the DNC, she starts to notice, wait a minute, Hillary's being crooked. Why are we doing beholden having to check with Hillary on all this other stuff? What is this donation that Hillary made to the DNC, but then she gets to call the shots? And what is all this crooked stuff going on with Bernie? And of course, then there's Bernie. Bernie sold out. He said, you know what? I'm willing to get out because, I'm a socialist and I want to help America, but I want to help these people, to help these kids and stuff. But, it's crooked, but I better get out. Give me my money. So he takes his money. I know I sound more like Jackie Mason, but there's a difference in the Jewish accents. You know, Jackie Mason's more like this here. Whereas Bernie Sanders talks more like this. Not that, like this. Sort of drags things out like this. Like this, like Gru. But Jackie Mason talks a lot like this. He talks like he's got bubbles in his mouth. Not that I'm making any distinctions here. Okay, so what else we got? Barack Obama. He concocts a story. Well, a group of people, they concoct a story about Russian involvement in our elections. After Barack Obama says, ain't no way the Russians could interfere. I mean, come on now, y'all. And then they told us, well, whoever loses the election should just concede and everything should be okay. And, anyone who would dare say that it was unfair and all that is just thwarting the entire, election system. And, of course, that's exactly what they do. So, meanwhile, while the DNC, Hillary, are colluding and concocting Russian stories, but then saying that the Russians can interfere, we find out that the people who are interfering are all tied back to the Podesta group when they were working with Paul Manafort and so on and so forth. But they want to put it all on Donald Trump. Now we've got Russian hackers and everything, and that's how the election was lost on Hillary's part. It wasn't because of Hillary. And then forget colluding with the Russians. We talked about this before as well. What about colluding with the NSA and the FBI and what Barack Obama, Susan Rice, and all of his team did to set up General Flynn, to use evidence gathered illegally to put him in a, have him twisting in the wind, all to try to get to Trump, which they still haven't and never will. But what about the collusion of that? Who authorized that? Where is that trail going to lead? We all know where it leads. And then when they get caught, well, what do? They use the FBI to cover it up. They put their guy in, Mueller. He covers for, well, I mean, they had Comey there, but Mueller then covers for all of Comey's, you know, I mean, mishandling. Could you mishandle the case of Hillary Clinton any better? Could you lie more effectively than Comey to the people's face? What if we found out that this dude lied to? Well, we didn't take any notes during the meetings. We didn't put Hillary Clinton under oath. We didn't swear her in. We didn't put her before Congress so she'd have to answer these questions. Then, what do we find out about Mueller's team? The person who was heading it up, a person that Mueller brought to his team, was a crooked guy who loved Hillary Clinton, donated to her campaign, hated Donald Trump, and he led every step of that investigation. And these guys want to talk about Chris Matthews says they're pure? Find me a bureaucrat in D.C. under the Obama administration who was pure. And let me tell you why that's almost impossible. Because once you get a government job and you're making $150,000, $200,000 a year to do absolutely nothing, why would you fight that? You won't believe this, but I'm going to tell you a little secret. There are people in government jobs right now who run more successful businesses outside of their government jobs simultaneously. They go to work, they have their computer up, but they have another computer that they use to do whatever business they're doing. They run cell phone businesses, you know, they're on their cell phone talking about their other business while they're drawing that fat government check. Then they got that fat government pension. And probably the business that they're running, believe it or not, is a business that relies on information they get from the government or products. Did you hear about this warehouse they had at in D.C.? It was so big that these guys had set up a man's cave. But everybody knew, the people that knew about it would go to the man cave. And they had furniture, flat screen TV, stereos, you name it. It was set up, refrigerator, the whole thing. They'd ordered all this stuff on the government credit cards, set up a man cave. The warehouse was so big, nobody knew about it, except the people that were doing it. Can you imagine a warehouse that's so many millions of square feet that like a warehouse supervisor doesn't even know it, or he's in on it so everybody gets their little thing? I told you guys stories where I would go into a government building, there'd be the fresh load of Dell computers. So many they couldn't put them in the warehouse, they had to put them in the hallway. And then I'd go up about 3 weeks later to go visit the same command, and the computers had been picked off. You could tell people had just, you know, boxes, they weren't evenly distributed. They were, you know, I knew they were all there. Say they were set up 4x16, you know, down the wall. And suddenly there's spots where boxes are missing. And I pointed to it one time with the GS-15 it was doing the deals with. He's like, people take them. That's what he said. People take them. They just take them home. So that's the kind of stuff that goes on with government. So these guys are living the dream off the taxpayers, and we expect them to change it. The reason why it's changing is because Donald Trump is bringing people there who don't need that. They understand it's not their money, so they're going to be good stewards of it, and they are wealthy themselves. So they're like, look, you can't keep doing this. I told you guys, Donald Trump's going to audit the Pentagon. There are some scared people right now with that. Maybe we'll get to this tomorrow. Scared people on this audit. And the reason is, when they audit the Pentagon, they're going to find out the waste. They're going to get subcontractors. No subcontractors are going to point the finger back to congressmen. It's going to get ugly.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.